This is a big one, Michelle. Hey, come here, fishy.
That's the sound of Captain Steve Chaconis pulling another fish into his boat. It's something he does often as a bass fishing guide with 20 years experience leading clients to the best spots on the river for catch and release.
It's been a very, very productive year. The fish look healthy, they fight, everybody's excited when they catch one.
The invasive northern snakehead fish, which first appeared in our region more than a decade ago, is growing in number and in size in the Potomac.
We're catching monster-sized snakeheads, anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds.
An 18 and a half pound snakehead caught in our area last year would have been a world record, but the angler did not go through the process to make it official. Both Maryland and Virginia encourage fishermen to kill any snakehead they catch. So far,
there's no evidence, no scientific evidence, that the snakehead are having any impact on the fishery itself.
But something is missing in the river from D.C. to areas south of Mount Vernon.
The thing that's really different about this year is the fact that we have no subaquatic vegetation, and that's the bad news, because subaquatic vegetation serves two purposes. It clears up the water, which allows for more subaquatic vegetation growth, and on top of that, it provides habitat not only for the fish, but for the bait that the fish eat themselves.
And as it has been for years, most of the fish in the river are not safe to eat. Chaconis read me a document from the District Department of the Environment.
They say fish from D.C. waters may contain PCBs and other chemical contaminants. Do not eat catfish, carp, or eel from these waters.
Because they grow so fast, snakehead are among the safest to eat, and local chefs are serving them up. I asked Chaconis to rate the health of the Potomac on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'd give it a 7 right now, and that's primarily because there's still some major issues.
He says the river still contains PCBs and heavy metals.
You look at stuff that we did 30 years ago, it's with us today. It's going to be with us 30 years from now.
On the Potomac, Michelle Bash, WTOP News.